It is important for you to understand and be constantly thinking of the ways that you can prevent the emergency use of a manual restraint. There are many techniques and tools you can use so that you don't put the people you support and yourself in danger. Research has shown that restraint has harmful consequences to both staff and individuals, may reinforce aggressive behaviors as a coping mechanism, may not be clinically effective, may humiliate the individual, may be counter-therapeutic for individuals with an abuse history, has been used for discipline, coercion, and convenience, may be unethical, and may be unconstitutional. When staff members are trained on de-escalation techniques and positive support techniques, the incidence of emergency use of restraint decreases.